You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast. Once again here at William Hill, Andy Holding looking at another busy evening's racing at Dundalk as ever on Friday, October the 27th, 6th even. Just the seven races for us tonight. We haven't got any group action here tonight, but we've got a listed race at 8 o'clock, so obviously a decent standard there for that mile contest for three-year-olds and upwards. As ever, lots of competitive handicaps and big fields to deal with here at Ireland's only all-weather venue. And we begin with a 7-furlong claimer, which looks fairly wide open on paper, although, and quite surprisingly, Kindly has been put in a very, very skinny price. Whether she lives up to that position in the market is certainly open to question. But she's been running well enough on the turf to suggest coming back on her favoured all-weather surface that she should go close. Nice inside draw as well into stall number one. But there are a couple of horses I believe are much more appealing, particularly Pulsating. He comes in good nick. Sorry, she does. Had him in her first run for New Connections at Dundalk the other day. Over today's course and distance, I thought she ran out quite an impressive winner in the end. She only won by half a length, but she came from a good bit way back. And considering that she did it up the inside of the track as well, which isn't often the place to be here at Dundalk, I've absolutely upgraded that performance. So certainly think Conor O'Dwyer's four-year-old's got every chance of going close here. And the other one is Bay of Scale, who is a little bit of an enigma, but if she ever runs to that level two starts to go when she's forced surrounding to pull out all the stops, and they were well clear of a horse called Waiting for the Day, who went into that race in very consistent form, she's got to take a close rank here. She was a bit disappointing here the last day when she was stuck out on the wing, though, in stall 13, so I'd slightly forgive her on that front. The better draw today and with a more forceful ride, I'd expect her to go well. So I'd probably back Pulsating and Bay of Scale against the field there in that first race.
Race two.
On to the 6:30 then. And we've got a decent little nursery on our hands here. I'm going to go with Festina Plenta from the Johnny Murta stable. Johnny's been doing really well throughout the summer, and particularly with his two-year-olds. He's got a nice bunch, and I thought this horse won quite readily here the last day. Second run on the all-weather. Obviously on debut, finished second to one of Joe Lyons' nice newcomers, Burmese Waltz. But so that was a run shrouded with promise. And she realised that promise, like I say, here last month, when she travelled strongly through that well-run 6-furlong contest to take up the running quite comfortably inside the final furlong, which she only had to be nudged out to win by an easy-looking length and three-quarters. Now, back in third was Coral Beach. Now, prior to that race, Coral Beach had been a little bit of a frustrating character, to say the very least. But her subsequent form, i.e. a victory in a group race the other day, suggested that form at Dundalk is pretty useful. So, off a mark of 83, based on what Coral Beach has done subsequently, I'd make this filly by Toronado a decent bet here tonight, despite the slight doubt, I suppose, dropping back down a furlong to 5 furlongs rather than the 6 she took part last time.
Race number 3.
On to the 7 o'clock race. I haven't got a particularly strong opinion here. There's a good word going around for Jupiter Road from the Joseph O'Brien stable, and when the money speaks in the direction of one of Joseph's, then you have to take note, but I'd probably just pass him over on this occasion, just let him win if you like. It's not really my nature to tip an unraced horse. So I'm going to go with Majority Share here, who I thought showed really encouragingly first time out for a 33-1 shot in a hot race on the figures down in Garenby on Pink Dogwood, who went on to run quite well in the pre-Marcel Boussac at Longchamp on Arc Day. Was a big and a strong fancy, obviously going back to the same track next time out, but for one reason or another, she just didn't run a race. Probably largely due to the fact that from her wide draw, she was made plenty of use of. Unfortunately, she raced quite keenly in the early stages and therefore faded late on. Now, she's obviously back on a decent surface here tonight. or on a decent surface the first time tonight, beg your pardon. And I can see it going well here. I like the jockey booking of Wayne Lorden for this filly by Born to See. And she's got quite a lot of quality about her. So if she can run to the level as she did first time out, and you can forget that last run, there's no way in this world she should be an 8-9-1 shot. So she'll do for me each way there.
Race 4.
On to the 7:30. I'm just going to play with the straight back here and put up Bittersweet. 2 for 2 at the track. Comes in great nick. 2 course and distance victories tucked away safely under her belt. Ben Cohen, who re-establishes the association with her tonight, looks a decent jockey booking as well. So she's just in great nick. She's got a good draw as well. Stall 2. She likes to race prominently. I just didn't see anything else in this race I wanted to be putting up. Reverberation was well beaten by Bittersweet the last day. Lady Boomerang has yet to run on the all-weather surface, so that's a little bit of a guessing game. So, yeah, I'm just going to, like I say, offer up Bittersweet and hope that she does it again. Certainly, she couldn't have been found at any more easier race to complete the hat-trick.
Race 5.
On to the best race on the card then, the 8 o'clock, which is a very competitive listed race. Could It Be Love could be an interesting runner here. She ran a bit better the last day down in Nace, and ultimately she has been a bit disappointed, but she goes back on the all-weather surface, and so her only career victory came here. And being a filly by Warfront, one would imagine that this surface is probably what Connection should have stuck out, given the way she's been performing on the turf. But like I say, there's not that many decent contests for her here at Dundalk, so... they've been a little bit of a loss, to be fair. But I do like the claims of a couple in this race that I'm sure will run well. If you back them both each way, I don't think it'd be too far away. You can get 6-1 about Surrounding and 8-1 about Belle Boy. Now, both of these two ran in this race last year. They finished 3rd and 4th, respectively. And to be fair, they're coming in good nick as well, particularly Surrounding, a good winner over the course last time out. Now, she's up in trip today, but she has won over a mile before. And I do like her attitude. I think she's very tough under pressure. Belle Boyd, also another horse who likes this all-weather surface. She's yet to be out the frame in a couple of starts here at Dundalk. And she, like I say, she ran well in this race last year. She also ran well at Chelmsford 2 starts ago. A little bit disappointing when last seen at Killarney, but that was off the back of 2 hard races in the middle of summer. She's been freshened up subsequently, and she got a decent draw here tonight. So I'll probably put those two up against the field each way. Surrounding and Belle Boyd, I'd be pretty confident of those two going really close.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate then, and quite a strong opinion here in this race. I've had a couple of bets. I'm very keen to get this form at Navan 2 starts ago when Tide of Time won in pretty decisive fashion. Now, that horse has gone in again, but the form has worked out really well. The likes of Dash Door, Handsome Maverick, Amazing One have all come out of that race and run well, including Art of Unity, who went back to Navan 2 days ago and ran really well behind the aforementioned Dash Door. Now, Noel Meads Charge has got a really good record here at Dundalk. His only career victory came here, and he ran well when he was 5th as well on his other start. He could have done with a slightly better draw, but given he's in great nick at the moment, and sometimes you want to be wide turning into the home straight here at Dundalk, I don't think it's going to be too much of an issue. So I'd make Art of Unity a very confident choice there. The other one to mention is Art World, who was down the field that day at Navan, but given that this horse was drawn 21 of 23 and all the action was taking place in that far side rail, I actually thought this horse ran really well, and he's got a much better chance, I think, tonight than his odds suggest if he can run to the same level here. He's obviously very well handicapped on the pick of his old form. He's got a great draw in stall 1. And I do like the jockey booking of Sean Davis as well for Richard O'Brien's Charge. Sean is arguably the best apprentice riding over on the Emerald Isle. So Art World is another one to consider there in that 8:30.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, a very wide open contest, around about 5-1 the field at time of recording. And I'm going to go with Georgian Bay here from the Ada McGuinness stable. An 8-year-old who hasn't won for a while, but he's been knocking at the door. And he ran really well in a claimer here last week, won by the very ready winner, Red Charmer. Now, if anyone saw that race, Red Charmer was about 8-10 lengths clear down the back straight and never looked like getting caught. So, trying to get beat 2 3/4 lengths by Marjorie Fife's Raider. I thought that was a really good effort by Ada McGuinness's 8-year-old. And the time figure of the race is pretty good. Now, this horse has knocked out some very good numbers here at Dundalk in recent times. On my sheet, he comes out virtually clear on every run that he's contested in recent times, including that 6 behind Dawn Hoofer back in August, the likes of Tennessee Wildcat and Nimitz. I mean, if either one of those two horses win this race, they'd be odds on. So, I think 12-1 this morning for Georgian Bay, 11-1 with William Hill. That looks massive each way value on a horse who's well drawn, loves the course and distance. Like I say, Rising and Great Nick. So let's keep it simple with Georgian Bay each way in the last. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. We'll do it all again for you on Sunday, when we'll be taking a look at either the one or two of the jump programmes at Wexford or Galway. Probably Galway, because they'll probably have a better quality standard of racing there. So look forward to having your company again on Sunday. Until then, I'm signing off for today, and happy punting.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.